Okay, let's begin by the homework. Someone online found for me the shiur for Kreis Oshel Tinek Nichbesbo, which is in the range of 50 to 60 degrees Celsius, which is about 122 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the sort of the mid-range in between the lower shiur of 104 and the highest shiur of 160. Is right smack in the middle, the 120-140 range. That makes sense. Of course, that being the case, I have to have a question about the hot soup, right? And then the Lonestan and the Gabba, which you spoke about. But perhaps, although soup is taken off at a very high temperature, but Bedochak could be considered hot even as low as 122-140. I don't know. Anyone try to find that out, that statistic? Nobody? All right, so we'll leave it at that. I appreciate it. I just
saw that people prefer soup over 160 degrees.
Oh, you did see that?
Served at that. It didn't say anything about the lowest that they would be willing to eat it at.
But it said, oh, you have that also?
I'll try to find it.
Okay, so for next time. So soup people for over 160 degrees. So here's that little bit of a problem. Because the Rashba said two things. The Rashba said that people don't drink Yatzah Lettuce Bo and don't bathe in Yatzah Lettuce Bo. But now we're having evidence, although people don't bathe in Yatzah Lettuce Bo, but they do drink in Yatzah Lettuce Bo. I was always wondering about that. So I don't believe in maybe the Rashba is talking about different sensitivities. Okay, I'd like to see that too. We'll put that aside for the moment and go back to the heart of the matter that we were discussing last time. Okay, I believe if someone wants to remind me the exact last point we left off, I think we were discussing the question of Klisheni. Right. And we quoted the Chacham Echad here. Remember the Chacham Echad in the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa? Wanted to bring a Raya L'Chumra by Shar Mashkin from the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Yud Ches Tif Yud Gimel. We were wondering that we had a Chacham Echad in our room who thought that was no Raya. Because that's the Mechaber speaking. So of course the Mechaber is Mechaber. The Mechaber B'chal doesn't know from the Chumra of Klisheni. So therefore he's Mechaber by Shar Mashkin. The whole Machlag is between the Mishnah Brua and the Alto, the Baba Chereba, was according to the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham is of the opinion that we have to worry about Klisheni for two reasons, Nirzikim Mevashel and Kali Habishel in general. But there's a special Kula when it comes to water. What would the Magen Avraham say about Shamashim? So how are you going to be right what the Magen Avraham said about Shamashim by quoting a Mechaber? Doesn't add up. That was Akash against the Chacham Echad in Perek Aleph, or Kuf Nun Aleph, that we thought that Raya was not really a good Raya. Okay. Fine. Now I have to discuss, as we mentioned at the very, very end, why is it that Mashkim and Tavlin are different? Or Mayim and Tavlin are different? Assume that Klisheni, if you hold Klisheni, is Mutter, so is Mutter, no problem. Because Klisheni is Usur for one of two reasons, either because of Mechzikim Avashel, as Tosa says in the Aflamites, or because of Kali Abishal, as the Magen Avraham suggests. If one of those, again, based on earlier sources, another Tosa about Melach, so if one of those reasons is true, the question then becomes, why should Mayim be different, and why should Tavlin be different? I repeat, if Klisheni is always Mutter, it's always Mutter. That's the second day in Tosas in the Aflamites. Maybe that's Shitza Mechaber. But according to the Magen Avraham, why should there be any different when it comes to Mayim or when it comes to Tavlin? It's not just a theoretical question; it's relevant. We'll see for a number of matters. Let's see, Shar Mashkin. We had this machlokes, the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe with the Mishnah Berurah. Who's right? It's impossible to know who's right to understand. Well, what's the basis of Mayim in the first place? Yes.
Well, I was going to say that the Mishnah Berurah states that Tavlin is recognizable of people from Mate.
Lematik. We'll have to discuss what that means exactly. Lematik, I said, the Tosis. We saw the Tosis last week on Aflamites. Tavan is Kabbalah Lematik, I said, Kedera. But what exactly does that mean? We're not quite sure what that means yet.
Could it mean possibly that it doesn't appear as if he's cooking, but rather that he's adding the sweetening to cooking means that it doesn't look like cooking? That adding Tavan doesn't look like cooking.
Just give me one more sense. Just tell me what you mean, and I'll tell you what I think. Doesn't look like why.
Why? Because people, when they see that, they know it's not the it's not the ingredients, it's not a main ingredient in cooking.
Oh, very good. Excellent. That's a pshat I thought was right for many, many years. So that's a very important. Rav Shimon Ayyad has upshot. Let me jump ahead a little bit. When it comes to tea, I think Machlokes is the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. Is there a problem in cliché? The Mishnah Berurah says yes. The whole discussion in Sifkat Lamates with this tea sense and all of the essence. Long discussion. And then Aruch HaShulchan says, what's going on over here? I don't know what's the problem. Tavlin! Tea is Tavlin. Tavlin is Mutter B'cliché. What's the whole issue? It's a non-issue. It's a non-issue, it says Aruch HaShulchan. Says, Rabbi Yair, what you said. Why is Tavlin a non-issue? Because it has to be logic. Nothing is, it's not halacha moshe v'sin. It has to be logical. What's the logic? So the logic, as I said before, let's read the Lashon of the Tosis one more time. We'll see it inside and we'll show you how Rabbi Ida's logic is very, very good. Makes a lot of sense. Page 52. Tosis says, why is Tavlin Mutter? I adopt the Tavlin Shenasuyan Lematik as Takadero. Below Merzikim Mavasha. Alright? Below Merzikim Mavasha. So, you're suggesting a Gavaldik of Pshat. If someone walks in and sees that I put a potato into a pot of water, which is a cliche, so he'll say, ooh, looks like I'm cooking potatoes. Merzikim Mavasha. But if let's say the potato is already cooked from a long time ago. And now someone puts Tavlin in a klisheni, does it look like I'm cooking Tavlin? I put in, let's say, what does potato go with? Onions? I'm not sure. What's Tavlin do, commonly used to make potatoes taste better?
Pepper, onion.
Pepper, onion, whatever it may be. So I throw in some Tavlin. So the guy's going to walk into my kitchen, ooh, what he's doing? He's cooking pepper. He's cooking onion. No, he's cooking potatoes. Potatoes are there from before. So it's not Nerikim Mavasha because the Tavlin is the secondary ingredient. That's what makes the ball about the Gasakadera. Oh! The male, when it comes to tea, the tea is the primary ingredient. There's nothing else there but water and tea. So although tea might be called Tavlin, but the logic of the Tosis wouldn't apply. That explains the Mishnah Berurah, why is Machavai tea? Why doesn't accept the heter of Tavlin of the Aruch HaShulchan? Very good. If that's Tavlin about the Gasakadera, I think it's a completely correct shot. The problem is it really what Tosis meant? Is it really? Yes.
I have my grandmother in the house. She, I don't know if it's like this with other people too. She basically, for her, the main thing in with the tea is the hot water. She would drink hot water plain, and the tea is put in a little tea, but she loves drinking hot water. So I don't know. So there is that case.
Doesn't matter, but still, this is what the logical point still is. Into this hot water, she could only put one ingredient, which is tea. So you can't say it looks as if they're cooking something else. The only thing in the hot water is the tea. According to that svar, very good. But there's another svar. And as he pointed out, if you look at the Or Zeruah, which is a parallel source of Tosis, the Or Zeruah has a different interpretation, so it would seem, which goes as follows. Well, use tea as a perfect example. I take a tea bag and I put it into the cup of this cliché of hot water. All right, and I drink the tea. Question: what do you do with the tea bag? Answer:
throw it out.
So that's the pshat. It doesn't look like he's becoming the matik asakdeira. It doesn't look like he's trying to cook the tea. To the contrary, the tea bag gets thrown into the garbage. All it's doing is giving flavor into the water. But giving flavor into the water is not the same as cooking the flavor. The flavor goes into the garbage. So the matika sakdera does not look as if it is a nirekim avasho. That's another pshat. If that pshat is correct, then Aruch HaShulchan is right. Because after all, the tea bag is mamish thrown into the garbage. Even if it's coffee, you don't throw it into the garbage. But still, it's primarily to give off flavor, yes.
But the derech bishul of tea is like to brew it. It's to take the thing out of it and get rid of the waste.
Right.
It's not eaten.
If you want to say the chumrah.
Yeah, I mean the tea.
So someone just told me last night, it's a chasam sofer, and tshuva ayin dalet, so the other way around. Since to the contrary, tea is not edible, so for that very reason it should be machmer more and say, oh, so the derech bishul of tea is not to make it edible, because you never eat it. The Derech Bishulah is what the Chasam Sofer calls Lahaflet Es Hatam. It's a Tshuva Simen Ayin Dalet. He goes, Mamash, the other way around. The opposite, Gantz, and the opposite of what we seem to be saying, Pshat in the Torah space on the Azarua. All right, so the Elu Ve'elu. So I wouldn't take any chance on these things for that reason. But the truth to tell, what Tosfos probably meant, what the Azarua said, not Apshat, because the Azarua probably had it better. The Azarua's Lashon, wrote it down here. He quotes Tosfos, and he adds, Shereyesha no Saint Tavlin Sham b'mashke kar. And therefore it's not nirekim avashal, because if people put it into cold water, which will do anything. If Apshat is right, who cares it's cold if people put it into cold water? But if the other Pshat is right, that doesn't look like you're cooking it because you're throwing it out, so then it's just there to give flavor. So the fact that they put it into cold water indicates it's only a flavoring and not something you're cooking. It's a sadla hakel. Pashas is a very starka svara, but it's the opposite of Yochasam Sof, of your svara. Okay, so who am I to decide who's right? Okay, but there's room to be baked based upon the Rishon. Okay, everyone with me so far? So this is not what I wanted to talk about, but we moved over a little bit. Okay, very good. So Tavlin, with respect to tea, runs a problem today according to Rabbi Ida's Pshat, which may be Pshat and Tosfos, but according to the Azarua's Pshat, it would seem probably to be... Slow. We're not discussing now. Ein bishlach habishul. That's true, but that's, we're discussing now the bad bishlach habishul, the first bishul, the initial bishul. I don't want to talk about bishlach habishul at this minute. Let's go further. There's another svara found both in Rabbi Ida Sheiv and the Shmir Shabbos Kulchasa, which says that tea is also today for a totally different reason. And that is Kale HaBishul. The second reason of cliche. Because our tea and other spices are what we call granulated. They're very, very thin. And therefore, if they're very, very thin, small, tiny little pieces, it's much easier for them to be cooked than a cliche. Presumably, the Tavlin of yesteryear, they took an onion and they threw it in to give onion flavor. And that's very hard to cook because was not mikali abishal. But today it's the other way around. It's granulated. It's very, very, very small, and the result is going to be much more easily cooked. That's a svar which is found. I saw in the Shmir Shabbos as well, quoting from Shlomo Zalman, as well as in Rabbi Ida Sefer. There's a newer Sefer called the Nachal Zered, who doesn't like this at all. He says, "What kind of business is this? New science? What's this?" I think he didn't like Torah Mad. I don't know what. What is this? But they didn't know how to cut up onions in the olden days. Ooh, see, he doesn't like it. He has some. But logically, I don't know. Some resemblance for us sounded pretty right to me. So for those two reasons, it seems we should follow the chumrah of the post when it comes to tea. Bezman Hazeh, yes.
I thought your Shmuel said in a minhag, even as late as his time of news, to have a chalent to put the onions in Shabbos morning as a tavlin.
To a cliche.
Yeah.
Good. They took a whole onion and threw it in.
Yeah.
That means the onion was not a ground onions. You know, they can buy onion powder, and you can buy onion some other form. It's all, yeah, but it's all very, very small pieces. They didn't have a Navardic, let me tell you. They didn't have it. So they just threw in the onion. And there, all the svaras apply. They didn't eat the onion, they threw it out at the end. They're cooking the onion because they're cooking the chunk. All the svaras apply in that case, but almost none of them apply in the case of tea. Almost none. I don't want to say none, but almost none. All right. So what about someone puts in so Mishnah Brewer therefore was machmir when it comes to tea scents, but he's making the combination of bishalach habishal and bishalach habishal damalach svek svek. But since some say bishul bishul balach, and then even if you're bishul bishul balach, some say that ain bishul b'klisheni. So when I'm a chuyot to work with all the chumras together, yesh bishul bishul balach b'klisheni, that far we don't go. And again, I was wondering a little bit whether Mishnah Berurah is l'shitaso. The yotam ikur that we paskin ain bishul bishul balach in sifkot and sadi test. But based upon what we were describing, the fact that the original sources of the Ramah seem to say to the contrary, that yesh bishalach habishal B'davalach mikiradin. And not only that, but the Magen Avraham says so. It's a pella to me that the Magen Avraham, it seems to be ignored by the later poskim, including Mishnah Berurah, and I don't know what happened. The Magen Avraham, as I was able to find it, said that it is a din d'oraisa. Mm-hmm. Where is this Magen Avraham? I think it's in. Can't find it. Somewhere here it's quoted in one of these Marmarim, among an Avram. Sivkot and Lama Zion. I believe he says that in a case of Bishal Achar Bishal, but double Ach, we seem to paskin that it's also mid the Oraisa in a case of a Nitzdan and Legami. But that's. The Kitzer, that's the Mishnah Berurah's cool. It's hard to go against that cool. It's very much accepted. What about the question would be the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, again, Shar Mashke, we're not talking about Mayim. The same thing should apply to milk. I'm going to put milk into your coffee. Again, the milk has been pasteurized, so it's already presumably been reached out to lettuce, well, at least before. And I put it into a cup of coffee, klisheni, once again it should be mud. What's the logic? Now, okay, we came to the top and we gave two ways of explaining the way to the top. What about cold water or the mashkin? What should it logically be in klisheni? Let's discuss it from both perspectives. From the perspective of nirikim avashel and in the perspective of kalei avashel. Let's look at one by one. Let's talk about nirikim avashel first. Oh, yeah.
Very suggesting that maybe this is Machner and cold liquids that cool down in the kitchen.
In theory, yes, but in practice it's very difficult to be so mad. Very difficult. So what would the logic be? So we have to understand, what does it mean, klisheni nirikim avashim? It looks like you're cooking this item in a klisheni. Is he heating it up? You're heating it up, aren't you? What are you doing? You're taking a cold item and you're putting it into a hot klisheni. So just to the untrained eye, what you're doing is you're heating up the item which was cold, making it hot, and it looks like it's being cooked.
It's only tavlin.
I'm talking about regular food. No, not tavlin.
I'm talking about milk. It's a tavlin beer.
Milk is a tavlin?
Yeah. The tea is what you're drinking, but the milk is only adding a flavor.
Interesting. Interesting cooler. You're suggesting that the milk is the tavlin. It's a flavor in the coffee. Would that really be so?
Yeah. That's why people put the dairy product in, no?
I don't know.
It's not the main ingredient, so the tea, you want to drink the tea. When the tea wants a little bit of flavor of milk.
Well, tea and milk is a British thing. Let's talk about coffee and milk. That's American.
Okay.
So why do people, since I tell you the truth, I don't drink coffee at all. So I don't have a vote. But why do people put milk into coffee? Because I thought, because the coffee is a very strong taste, and milk is sort of. Makes it.
That would be tavlin.
What?
That would be tavlin.
Maybe. The milk is sort of, if you will, weakening the taste of the coffee. Right? Is that what it really is all about? I don't drink this stuff. Is that what you would say? The coffee is strong. Ooh, strong coffee. And if you put in milk, the macho guys don't even look at their coffee. Strong. But we have to. Is that the general impression? And again, as a non-coffee drinker, that's the impression I received. So that's an interesting possibility. Maybe we should consider the milk to be a tablet in the coffee. What do you say? Does that make sense? If I don't drink it, I can't comment.
Isn't it beneficial
itself? Well, the two issues. I want to discuss Mefzi first. We'll come to Bishal later. So if the Mefzi is being suggested, then maybe you should consider it to be a tablet. And then tablet, say, what's cooking in the klisheni? Not cooking milk, it's cooking coffee. If anything is being cooked, maybe. Got to think about that. Sounds good. But let's discuss. Let's say it's not a tablet, for argument's sake. So then the question would be, what about the mirzi kimavashel element? So I got an impression also that people put milk into the coffee. It's hard to believe, but that's what I got an impression, to cool it down. Is there any truth to that? The people say, maybe a little bit more. It's too hot. So they're measuring how much milk they want in the coffee, not so much by the flavor, but by the Is it hot? Is it, has it cooled down enough? Not the ikar. Again, the coffee we drink is in my family. Sometimes I pour a little bit of milk. Ooh, too hot. Put in some more. Is there truth to that? Yeah, there is some truth to that.
Well,
but that's
water. Then why did you put in milk? Water.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good question. But I got that. Okay. So if that's the case, one can make the following. If that's the case, make the following suggestion. When you're mixing a cold item into a klisheni, it looks like you're heating up. You're doing it in order to heat up the cold item, and if it's mechazik and levasha. When you're putting a cold liquid into a klisheni, more likely than not, it doesn't look like you're heating up the cold liquid, like you're cooling down the hot liquid. If that's the case, not mechazik and levasha. Now, again, I'm not such a big expert in putting cold liquids into klisheni hot liquids. But the little experience I have with helping people with the milk in their coffee, I got that impression. And they weren't trying to heat up the milk, they're trying to cool down the coffee. So maybe that's the reason why it's not nirukim levasha. Perhaps. If that's the case, I'm wondering, what about that thing we just had last week? About putting putting shar mashkin into a bottle, into a klisheni, which the Mechab is making in Sif Yud Gimel, that the Chacham Echad story. Should that really be mutter? If this is the svara, why klisheni, why when it comes to mashkim, it's not nirik and mevashel, because instead of, we view it as cooling down the hot liquid, that would only apply in what we call taruvis. We're mixing them together. So the cold milk you put in cools down the coffee. If you put a bottle of cold baby formula or milk or whatever, or water, whatever it may be, a bottle into a klisheni filled with hot water, you're not cooling anything down. It's in a bottle. So I was wondering, either Mechaber's Megel, I don't want to make tzaras for people, but could be the Mechaber's Megel the Shitoso, that the Mechaber denies Nirikim Mevashel. We already saw that yesterday, last week. The Mechaber denies Nirikim Mevashel. So of course he's Megel in Sifyut Gimel, Vashar Mashkim in a bottle. However, if you hold that the reason why it's mutter is because it cools down the other water, the nirkam mevashel, then what do you do with the how do you explain the mechaber? The problem is, of course, the mechaber is a gemara. The mechaber is really a gemara. More than men, tul b'klisheni v'tein. Right? That's pashup shah, the gemara. You can't argue with the gemara. So the question is going to become.
Oil.
So why is oil different? I don't know. Maybe it's different. Maybe that's only talking about oil, and maybe water is the same as oil for reasons we haven't even discussed yet. But maybe it wouldn't apply to milk and things of this nature. Maybe. I don't know for sure. Another possibility. Okay. Let's put this aside as far as the nirikim mevashel. As important as this is, it pales in comparison to the Shalom Adoraisa of Kalei HaBishul. And the question becomes, if we're worried about Kalei HaBishul for everything else in the world, what about water? To the contrary, the Rajba, the famous Rajba says, I mentioned at the very end of the Shia yesterday, last week, he doesn't understand how you can put water in Klishena, Mefurash Gemara. You can put water in Klishena. Gevalt! We see our own eyes that the hot water in the Klishena heats up the cold water. Says the Rajba, quote, sounds like a joke to us. What? That if you put cold water at the hot, so the cold water is still cold. The reason you can't put your finger in it is because you're bumping into the hot water. And if you put enough fingers in, you bump into the cold water. What does that mean? We all know our science is not so. And again, the proof is again from the battle case. The battle case is no tyrovus at all. Pile ploy. So, this is the kasha. The Shvisa Shabbat is the kasha from the battle. Very difficult. Rabbi Ida has in his footnote, Tofnun Tess, I'm saying a little bit different than he says, but the general idea is the same. That the head of a klisheni is really Ein derech bishulo b'kach. That's what it really boils down to. If you want, if I want to heat up hot water, I want to heat cold water up to make it hot, what am I going to do? I'm going to put it into a Kli Rishon. I'm going to put it into a Kli Sheni. Why should I put into a Kli Sheni? So the minute you're talking about a Kli Sheni, by definition, it's Ein Derech Bishulo Bekach. And therefore, you cannot be over under the rice. Impossible. Impossible to be over under the rice because it's what's called a shinoy or a kalachayad. It's not. It can't be over the rice. It's an impossibility. Normally, we say, by the way, that whenever something is done with kalachayad, it's asim b'derabanan, as I'm sure you know, poter aval asim. But over here, make the following logical jump. Since most items are in point of fact not nisbashel b'kli sheni, Chazal made what I call a low plug lekula. Unusual. Since it's most items did not reach the level of being cooked in a kli sheni. So even if you'll happen to find an object which can be reached quote unquote cooking in a kli sheni, they will make it anyway. Why are they make it anyway? They make it because ein derech bishulo lekach. Boom. This is the perhaps the pshat why liquids are different. In other words, solids, it could happen. Maybe there's a possibility, again, according to the Magen Avraham, sometimes you put a salad in a kli sheni, put a potato in a kli sheni for whatever reason. Liquids, never. Liquids, you want to heat up the liquids, you would always put it into a kli rishon. So the kli sheni is what's called Ein Derech Bishulo Bekach. It's Ein Derech Bishulo Bekach. This explains why it's more kal from the perspective of Kali Habishul. Because again, even if you have to have bad luck, that your item happens to be heated up in the klisheni, don't worry about it, because it's ein derech bishulo b'kach. As a matter of fact, upon reflection, it's possible that's exactly what the Rashba meant. I want to give you a little bit of a longer quotation of the Rashba. A little bit. This is what Rashba says. The Rashba in Nachman Beis is contrasting this to what's called Ambati. Ambati is a bath. And the bath is a cliche, and it's usher anyway. And this is his quotation. The Efsha lovely de Hefsha, Eli de Bishul. The Afal Pishu Klisheni, Uba Alma, Eno Mavashel. Hochashani, Lefisha Darkon, Lechamamon, Yoser Midah. Note the key word in the Rashba is Darkon. So that which we said Pshat based on Rabbi Aida's Pshat is really the Rashba saying it. Huh? We all thought that's a Rabbi Aida for that. He's against the Rashba. No. That's exactly what the Rashba is saying. The cliche in the Mavashta goes Ein Darko Bekach. As opposed to Ambati, a bet, where he says it is Darko Bekach. In fact, you would be Chayef. Now, what about cliche when it comes to Stam foods? We're not worried about what we call Kali Abishal. As we said before, it's Shaloka Darko. There's no Shal of a Dorais, as we said before. That's exactly the heter of the water. That's exactly the heter of the water. When the Rashba says over here, quote, Eino machmas atonin shavu leos yatzaletisbo. Ela machmas erishonim shalom nitztanenu. What that means is as follows. Typically, if a person wants to heat up water to yatzaletisbo, put into a kli rishon. So the person is putting water into kli sheni, the chances are what he's doing is to cool off. Not to make hotter, to make what's there colder, like you put in the milk to make the coffee cooler. That's what he wants. And Rabosai, the Rashba the Shitoso from last week, you don't drink liquids at a yatzaletisbo. So you want the combination of the hot coffee and the cold milk to reach a point of less than yatzal edisbo when you're going to consume it, when you're going to drink it. Rashba l'shitaso. If by some chance you blew it and it reached the point the combination is above yad soledisbo, doesn't make a difference. Ein dako bakach. You were trying to make it less than yad soledisbo. Therefore, I believe that the Pilei Plon, the Kakash against the Rashba, it's against the Metzias, it's against the science. Yeah? It's all because people read it wrong. People read it wrong. If you read it this way, again, I'll read it one more, third and final time. Where the Rashba says, Eino machmas hatzonin shavul dios yatzaletizbo. Ela machmas arishonim shalon etztananu. What that means is, the reason why it's hot is because you didn't get it right. You wanted to get the coffee to be cool, less than yatzaletizbo. But you made a mistake. But since you didn't want to make the water yatzaletizbo, and it's not normal for it to happen, because again, the Rashba is saying the shitoso, people don't usually drink water, drink liquids which are above yatzaletizbo. So therefore, for that reason, there's no shaila of a daraisa, and there's no shaila of kali habishul when it comes to liquid. That's the best I can do with the Rashba. I think it's not bad. Considering the other pshat is so difficult, I think this is probably the proper pshat in the Rashba. Okay, this explains the stam the mechaba shita. Why isn't the mechaba worried about kali habishul? The answer is the Mechaba goes further than the Rashba. Then, well, we know the Rashba holds on this issue. He holds that even if by bad luck the potato gets cooked in the klisheni, there's no issue of the raisa. Why? Ein derech bishulo b'kach. Finished. That's the Mechaba. Oh, I have a remarkable Mechaba, and I want to finish this discussion with this, which is the Mechaba. It is one place where the Mechaba is worried about klisheni, and it's an irony that he's worried about it there, because there is so many tzadon lahakol. Of all places there, he talks about klisheni. Where would that be? It's shin yud ches sif hey. I don't know where to find that here. Anybody can find it for me? I guess here it is. Apparently 63. That makes sense. Let's see, 63 is it? It's 63. Page 63. Yesh misha omed dava shenefa o nitzla in bishto acha kach v'mashke yesh mishum bishul v'yosel litein pas afilu b'klisheni shiatz letizbo v'yesh matirin. Of all places to wake up and say klisheni, only in a place where there's another tzad l'hakol that t'chlal ain't bishul acha rafi even b'klirishin. Suddenly here, if Yosef Karo wakes up and says, whoops, klisheni is a problem. Yesh omed. Why here? Here's my answer. Tell me, Rabosai, if you have a baked item, it's already fully baked, and you can have it the way it is right now, cookies, donuts, do you ever put these things into a klirishin?
Oh.
You do?
You may say, in bishul acha bishul, but yesh bishul acha rafiyah. So
that's exactly the point. Stamp it. You also may say, in bishul acha rafiyah. So it's no... If Yesh Bishul Acha Rafiyah at first glance should be no more strict than a Bishul for the first time on a vegetable. So the Bishul for the first time on a vegetable. The Mechav is Mekel and Klisheni, as the remark that everyone pointed out last week. Kavachomer, when it comes to a cookie or a donut, where there are Poskim who say Bishul Acha Rafiyah, that's my kasha. The answer is that potatoes, you would never dream of putting into a Klisheni. Everyone cooks potatoes always in a Klirishin. So the fundamental heter is ain't daka b'kach. So we're not worried about kali habishul. Oh, but when it comes to donuts, there's a major chain in America called Dunkin' Donuts. What do you dunk the donuts into? A klirishin?
Yeah.
I never heard a guy dunking his donuts into a klirishin. But there's probably a mega billion-dollar corporation based upon Dunkin' Donuts into klisheni, into the coffee cup. So forget it. So the cliche, that's the most normal way to ever have a bishul of the davar hanefer. Hence the mechaba was machmir more in a donut with the many poskim who say mesh rafiyah bechlal. But if you want to be machmir, you have even a cliche as opposed to a plain vegetable, potato, where it's make of a cliche. Because you have that fallback position, it's not there of bishul bechlal. That's kind of what I want to suggest over here. Perhaps. Yeah. Right. It's true. But then the Mechaba should have said, Dovarach, Yesh Babishal. There is not even a svar to be made based on Yesh Babishal HaRafir. Not found anywhere in the Mechaba? Nowhere. So I'm saying, even a different Dovarach which may be Kali Avishal, but wouldn't matter because it's ain't Darko Bakach. It's only the Dunkin' Donuts. That's what's considered Darko Bakach. So then he's worried about the Dover Rach being the Kali Avishal. That's how I would answer you. Okay? Yeah.
What if it's Darko Bakach for one individual, but not Darko Bakach for another individual?
Probably for the majority. For the majority, I would say. Dunkin' Donuts is a major chain. They've done their marketing. Right, so apparently it's a very common practice. Again, I don't drink coffee. I'm not a Baldover over here. Yes? Yeah. I'm suggesting as follows. That the person who puts mashke kar into mashke cham, which is in klisheni, is not trying to heat up the mashke kar. He's trying to cool down the mashke cham. And therefore he's trying to get beneath Yatzal Lezbo. And therefore, if by any chance he happens to reach above Yatzal Lezbo, it's only an accident, he's not trying to do that, and it's considered Ein Derech B'Shula B'Kach, maybe it's Zav HaShem and B'Skavin as well, and as a result of all that we're making.
But that adds domestic revenge, right? No? That's why it's not domestic.
No, I'm talking about that answers both. That answers both. Because Kali Abishul is a Shalva Doraisa, Gevalt. You're going to make a mistake, and you're going to be an over an Issa Doraisa of Bishul B'Shabbos. Can't happen in a Klisheni. Because in a Klisheni, as we said before, based on Rabbi Ida's logic, it's Ein Darko B'Kach. Remember, the Rashba also used the word Darko. And that's why Abati, Darko L'Cham Yosim Idai, where it's normal to put the cold water into the hot water and she reach above Yatzal Erezbo. So therefore, it's also either Rashba himself said, we saw last week, that people don't normally bathe in Yatzal Lezbo water. So what do you mean Darko? Why should it be Darko? Because I'm guessing is people keep it very hot and it takes a while until it gets cooled down. You have to be an expert in the bathing practices of the Zman HaGemara. Maybe they let it cool down a little bit afterwards. Maybe they didn't do that when it came to their hot drinks, perhaps. Right. No. Machal, again, according to the Mechaber, the Rashba probably is of the opinion like the Mechaber, that Machal is also Mutter in Klisheni. But also Mutter in Klisheni. The Mogan Avram, who says that Machal is also in Klisheni, because of Kali Abishal, one of the two reasons he gives, he's assuming that there are some mashkim that's darkened to cook in a Klisheni. But there are no such things when it comes to water, and maybe not even other liquids as well. That's the machlokes between the Mogan Avram, between the Mishnah Berurah and the Alter Rebbe. According to the Mogan Avram, what would he say about other liquids? Would he say it's like water, that no one ever does it to heat it up, but only to cool the other thing down? Maybe that's true of other mashkim as well, as I gave you, try to get the proof from the coffee with the milk. And other than the Mishnah Berurah says, no, water in a klisheni is not normal. That you want to heat it up. You want to heat up water, put it in a klisheni. But shah mashkim, maybe you would, for some reason, you'd want to heat it up in a klisheni. I would say Alter Rebbe Svar is more likely to be true. That's what I would say, or faint. Okay? Is everyone clear? Yeah? Rabbi?
If it is normal to put cold water in hot water in a klisheni.
No.
But it's not normal to do that in order to cook.
Right. Not shouldn't even reach out to let as well. You're trying to make it cooler than that. You want the combination to be cooler than that. Oh. Why? Because the Rashi Lishitasa. That you drink water less than Yatzal Lezbo. Right? I'm just adding an extra twist.
But even if it would be above Yatzal Lezbo, as far as still work, because the fluid that you're doing, you're in, I don't know if that was in the scavenger issue, but when you add cold water to, let's say, 212 for it, to lower it to 150, it's still above Yatzal Lezbo. Are you doing that to lower the temperature of the. That's not a cool auspicious.
Tzinun or Kiru. Correct. I'm just adding an extra twist. I think it's even better than the Rashba. It makes it even better than the Rashba. Because that's he has a lashon somewhere. Whatever. If you look at the quick, I don't have the whole Rashba in front of me, but that's the contrast to Ambati. Hocha shayna vishadarton lechamaman yosem idai. I got an impression that his previous lashon, eino machmas atzonon shavayas lesbo, and the machmas at rishonon shlon itzanon, but you want him itzanon. That's I'm reading the words of the Rashba that way. Fine? Because what you're saying is true if you didn't have the words of the Rashba. That's an abstraction. You can say just your way straight. Once you get to the words of the Rashba, I think what I'm saying now makes it even better. Yes, sir.
Where Tosafot says that the machine is different because the walls are cooled down, like walls are cold already, so he understands
Right, right. The reason why people don't cook in a kushen normally is because it's not going to cook so efficiently because the walls are cold. Correct. Absolutely correct. Okay. There's a concept called klishlishi. Rav Soloveitchik didn't hold from it. He said there's no such thing. You don't find anywhere in Shas. It's klirishin and it's klishen, but everything 2 to 100. It's all the same thing. Based on what we're saying now, not necessarily. You say that maybe certain things are kali abishal or darka levashal in the cliche, not in the klishlishi. But when it comes to tea, which is the famous case of klishlishi, I'm a machmir because people I see all the time making tea in klishlishi. All the time. You go to a wedding. What do? They take tea. The tea is coming out of some big kettle or urn on the fire. Then they put it into a beautiful, gleaming, shining, gorgeous pitcher. Oh, mamash, you can see a face in the mirror. It's not so beautiful. Yeah. And then what do? You pour it into a beautiful china cup, and then you put in the tea. That's mamash klishlishi. So it is daka b'kach. So it's, to me, it's not so posh to have any klishlishi coolers when it comes to tea. Don't know.
Like
Ramosha. Yeah, Ramosha is more maker when it comes to klishlish.
To me, it's. So
who cares?
And there's no mitzvah at all to tea. So all you're doing is the process, it doesn't change anything. I can make tea with using regular cold water. So
what am I cooking? You are giving the svar that we said earlier about there's no cooking when it comes to tavlin. Tavlin, all you're doing is getting out the flavor. What? Yeah, but you're doing with hot water. You're doing hot water. That. You happen to be doing with hot water. You could have done with cold water. That's not your migu. Nechal chai. What's up? You could do it with tzona. Wouldn't come out so much in cold water. I don't think so.
We
spoke about that. Why it's not considered to be merzik and mevashim? The country, it's the ruah's version of Tosfos. You're throwing it out. That's what you're saying. You're throwing it out. All the flavor's coming out. Okay, that's not a bad svara. But again, if that svara is correct, orach shulchan, there's no problem even in cliche. The truth is, again, if that svara is right, she wouldn't even in cliche. Shalal aish. Why not? It's not cooked. They didn't want to take all that far. Too risky. Too chancy. It's either a very good svar, it's a very bad svar. The Oros Arus is a great svar, and the Chasam Sova turned it around. It's the other way around. The opposite. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't you say that that's the reason
that
you cannot think that the
Chasam
doesn't mean that that's
their true? Right. That would be... No, to the contrary. Tea should be better than anything else. In other words, he's saying the svar of tea is tavlin. Right? So the same svar that the Oros Arua seemed to say with respect to the Nirik and Mevashel, maybe even a svar d'araisa with respect to Kali Abishal. That's what he's saying. Exact same svar. Because what you're doing is just giving it flavor. You're not cooking the item itself. It's not Nirik and Mevashel. It's not Kali Abishal. Really wouldn't be saying it's not Mevashel at all. That's a chiddush. I wouldn't mean to say that on my own, but it's, one could say it. And again, the Chasam Sofer is the reverse. I just wanted to give you your information, so to give the opposite side, as I was just told. Okay, Rabosa. Much more to be spoken about, but let's just give a few highlights on some of the remaining topics. Yeah. That's Chat the Mechab. But the Mechab wasn't worried about Kali Abishal. The Mechab was never worried. The only time it was worried about was by Dunkin' Donuts. Because that's Darker B'Kach.
The Mechab wasn't worried about the
Eidia.
We don't know what's Kali Abishal. So we have to be Machmir and everything.
Yeah, but and the Mechab didn't know. The Mechab, no one really knows. But
he was going like the Gemara. The case is the Gemara. My point was that Lamaisa Rebbe would not advocate the being
Mechel and Akhli Shein. No, the Mogan Avraham is Machmir. I was giving pshat in the mechaber.
What about an ekli shlishi based on the svara being that the Rebbe quoted from the Rav that fundamentally ekli shlishi is the same?
Correct.
So if you operate on the level of
derech pekach, there's theoretically room to be mekel.
You can make it in
tinah. So what else is ekli shlishi for? Except for tea.
Well, let's say to put in
That's it. Here's a big shiloh. This
pepper
is a
and soup.
Yeah, that's a good question. Pepper and soup. So I told my son to put pepper in soup. My wife would yell at him. I said, don't put pepper in the soup on Shabbos. It's a shiloh visual. So my wife was very happy with that psalm. But I think it's a serious matter. Because, again, tavlin kula may not apply because it's granulated. The pepper's granulated. So it's a shiloh of real visual. It may be a klishlishi. We'll see soon. Let's assume it is a klishlishi. It's a later issue we'll try to get to. But even if it's a klishlishi. So again, the only really good way to get out of it is to assume there was a ruah zvart that's not nirik and mevashal. To take it a step further, it's not even mevashal at all. No, because you're not trying to cook the pepper to eat the pepper. That kind of throw a saying that you're trying to cook the, you know, if the pepper came in a pepper bag, I don't know, then they make tea bags, they made pepper bags, they may have a new business going to pepper bags. You put the pepper bag into the soup and threw the pepper bag out, it'll be just as well, my son. He doesn't care. He's like, even though the pepper happens to dissolve, but that's just a coincidence. That's what Moshe was suggesting. It's a gaval de gesvara. Does anybody say it? I don't know. Yeah.
A lot of those things like salt, I think I investigated salt, and salt today is already cooked.
That's what we generally assume, right? So there's no problem. But pepper is not.
Pepper's not
sure. Right. Okay, that's a difference. So, yeah. Otherwise, to ask for salt in the soup, that would be... forget about that. Don't even...
If anyone advised not putting uncooked spices even in the liquid.
That's what I advise, right.
And in Ethel Ravine?
Same thing. Well, a clear. I gotta have a clear.
Voltable.
Okay. If a guy wants to put pepper into a soup and doesn't want to start up, and his mother won't say doesn't bother her, he can put it into a clear ravine and more tzad to be made. But Shul Kedoshim Adukim Bo'Enek Shabbos that we see over here. Okay. Let's discuss a little bit Iwi. It's a very little bit. Iwi is a big machlokas gedolei aposkim. I assume you all know your Yoredeya, so I don't have to go into this again. Three shitas. Iwi is either Klikli Sheni, it's the Rajbam Shita. Iwi is Klikli Rishon Mamish, it seems to be the Rabbein Tam Shita. And the in between view of the Ri is that Iwi is Meva is only a Kedei Klipa. Ademekele Bol, that's a famous Tosfos in Shabbos. So, on the Maamar Koma somewhere, Membeis, Omidbeis, page 55. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go read it inside. Everyone knows the three shittas. Everybody knows. I'm leaving out all the riots back and forth. It's just, you don't have no time to go into that at the present time. Just the kit to some bottom line stuff. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkotan Ayin Dalet. Take a look. The Mishnah Brura is in Shin Yud Ches Ayin Dalet. Who wants to find the page for me? 77, thank you. Thank you very much. Very good. The Mechaber and Sifyud. Osur litain tavlin bekara velaras aleh mikli rishon. Of course not, because Mishnah Brura explains in Ayin Dalet. The after tavlin ein mizbasha bekli sheni kanal mikomakom. This is page 79. Mikomakom. I was on 78 before. Mikomakom. Ha'iru mikli rishon kaimalan. To mevashel kadei klipa, va'afilu b'di'evet aser im ir al hehej alein shlonipsek akiluach. Who said so? Mogan Avram, va'ayin pri megod, va'ayin pri megod. A shver avort. And this is really the kasha of the Mishnah Brura way back in Sivkot and Beis, the very beginning, right over here in page 71. sitkot and beis. B'chol sheish safek plukta b'zeh hi havi b'chol bishul olav or b'sham alochas ki agavna in lesson b'diyevet. The kol yisur hu azehu rak midrabbanan shekonsu konsu usfek et rabbanan l'kula brackets prima godin mogad avram v'ayin b'sivkot lamed beis b'tzorach iyun tzas. What does it mean? Sivkot lamed beis b'tzorach iyun tzas. So no one knows what he's talking about. He means not the Mishnah Berurah. He means the Mogad Avram Sivkot and Lamed Beis. Where is the Mogad Avram Sivkot and Lamed Beis? Here it is. It's on page 65. It's on Sif Yud, where he says, "V'im Ira Haklifa Asura Dinis Bashal B'Shabbes." Right. That's Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Rabbeinu Tam. Correct, Mr. Brewer, what do you mean? But there's Rashbam. He doesn't exist, Rashbam. Rashbam says, Iru is the Klisheni. And Klisheni is not a problem over here when it comes to Tavlin. So what's the Mogad Avram talking about? That's the Kasha, the Mr. Brewer, he ends up at Tzarechion. So Rabbi Aida says, well, the Rashbam is a sheet of Dechuya. That's a sheet we don't forget about. What does that mean? What does that mean? Rashid Dechuya. The Rashba passed like the Rashbam, the Gra passed like the Rashbam. What kind of tchuya? I thought, in fact, it's mutter b'di'evit. Halacha l'maisa, makes your tea. By pouring water into a tea bag, b'di'evit, you're going to have the tea. Because they're going to the Rashbam. P.S., if you use a tea bag, some say that the bag itself is a klipa. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the tea is beyond klipa. They're called the rope post, and then it'll become mutter b'di'evit. I don't know, b'di'evit. I wouldn't be make a lechatchila to rely upon that for two reasons. Number one, I'm not sure the bag is called a klipa. It goes right through, you know, there's holes in the bag. Number two, even the Shmir Shabbos is make a lechatchila to pour boiling water over a bottle which contains in it cold water. I wouldn't do that either, Asha. I'd be scared. I'd be scared of the poskim who say that this iwe is mevasha bakula. That's a sheet of gedolim rishon. And you're a day when we make them. You're a day, it's toma b'di'evet, and it's only a isakal. So we make it that Iwi is only Mevashel Mavliya, could they clip or not beyond. Hilchos Shabbos, where it's a Shalav, a serious Isa da Oraisa, and they know that Stadim, I wouldn't be Mekel with the Shemirish. I wouldn't do it. I'm personally, I wouldn't do it. I'm afraid of three Shidas, and I'm not sure which one of the three is right. I wouldn't be Docha the Rashbam of the Tchuyah Chatz Mishalom, nor would I say Rebbeinu Tam is Tchuyah. I try to be taking both into consideration. L'chatchila to avoid it completely, but yeah, there's room to be made. Correct. Now, the baby bottle itself is more solid. It's probably heating up something which has been cooked already.
Sometimes people heat up the cold water.
The cold water itself to get to the baby.
And then add in formula.
Well, then I would be mad. You know what I'd be mad? What's the big deal? Why must do this way? Do it. Miyos tov. Do it the other way. Always try to do please. Whenever you're pouring something over, just always do it in cliché. It's no difference to you whether it's Iwi or cliché. It's all the same thing to you. What's the difference which way it goes? So do it cliché. Why take a chance on Iwi? Why take any chance? It's a shadow of playing with serious shadows.
When there's liquid in the bottle, you can put more water on the earth and put the bottle into the earth.
Yes, that's how I'm saying.
Even though it's liquid. Is that cliché is not liquid?
Well, again, the says in the Gemara, Klisheni is not Mevashel Mayim, even from scratch. The Furish Adin of Gemara. You like it, you don't like it. It's a good Din of Gemara. Shar Mashkin, we thought, probably is also Mutter. We thought, like the Alter Rebbe said. And if it's Bishel, like a Bishel to boot, so then there's a three start of the Huggle, if you will. So I wouldn't be Machmor on that one. Okay, let's go a little further. There's a Pile Ploim Dicker of Bekivege. It's right here in front of you. Those are on the upper page 65. Sif Yud. He says, the Isa Vehete Klala Manalas of Kodnal of Kosav. The Ein Isa Laros Ala Tavlin. Atma. Avalishpoch Betsidon Lo. End quote. So he seems to be quoting approvingly an Isa Vehete who says that the only Isa to pour the water over the surprise report straight. But if you pour it along the side of the teacup and it rolls down the side and bumps into the tea on the bottom, that's okay. To me, this psak is a pele. Why? Who learned Yeridea? Who learned Yeridea? Raise the hand if you learned Yeridea. After Yolin Yerodeh. If you look at the Yisavaheta in Yerodeh, he says, like the Rashbam, Kli Sheni Eina Mavasho, Mikir Adin. They threw up Sechumah here or there. So the Rashbam, since the Yisavaheta holds Mikir Adin like the Rashbam, sees Mekil if it's going along the sides. But we don't pass like the Yisavaheta. We pass the Mikir Adin, that Kli Sheni, excuse me, that Irui is Mavasho. So if Iri is Mavashal, at least the Klei Klippa, maybe even more. So you can't rely on this Yisavaheta. To me, this is a Bekiveg as a Pella. I can quote this. I don't understand. So the Mice, I would never rely upon this from Bekiveg. Again, it's based on the Rashbam, ultimately, that says that Iri is Klei Klisheni, but since we pass at least the Chumra, Iri is Klei Klirishin, or at least partially Klei Klirishin, I would not rely upon this Yisavaheta quarter of Bekiveg. I'm just giving you my own personal feeling. Now, it's hard to rely upon this from Bekiveg. All right, is it clear? Again, the whole discussion that we've had here in the past about this Yisavaheta with the Shach, with the Ramah in Siman Tzadi Bey, Siman Tzadi Hey, complicated story. I'm leaving out, I assume you looked at the Nerodea. I'll just mention one word, that there is a problem, Rabosai, of a Rashi, and Shabbos daf Mem Amud Beis. Just I want to discuss this one aspect just for a minute. Mem Amud Beis is can be found here on page. No. Anybody can find it for that? 53. Thank you. 53. 53. Here's what the Gemara says, Klisheni ena mavasho. So, tuba klisheni v'tein. What's the case, says Rashi? The klisheni sheyitstanu ma'at. The klisheni ena mavasho. V'chakach tena pach v'sachocho klisheni. Tahacham bati she'achamen nimshochen lo min ha'mayon choshev lo kiklirishin she'nirtuchu bo. Sh'afapi she'aviru me'ala ura mavasho k'dan l'kamon. So wait a minute, Rashi seems to be saying that if I have a source of heat, namely the Chametz Tveria, and then the water jumps up from the ground in Tveria, it's like a kind of a hot spring, slides along the ground and collects in a hole in the ground down a little bit down the road, that's considered to be a Kli Rishon. Why? Why is that a Kli Rishon? Shouldn't it be called a Kli Sheni? Kli Rishon is only the original pot, which is once on the fire. Oh, very good. Could be the only time where Machmer to consider it a klishen, this a klishen, is when the water is still floating along. When the water is still floating along, it's still connected to its heat source, that's considered to be a klishen. But if you disrupt the connection, then not. Why am I saying this? Because the Chazanish is quoted by the Shemir Shabbos as saying, if I have an urn, and I fill up a teacup with an urn, from an urn, it's a klirishin. Not the same as a kettle. A kettle, I pick it up, and then I pour into the cup. So when at the time that it went from the kettle to the kettle was off the fire. That's klisheni. But an urn, which it goes into the cup while it's still on the fire, that's like this Rashi. That's what they quote from Chazanish, Mishavis quotes it. It's against the Mefurish Ramah. Ramah's Mefurish in Yerodeah. If it overflows from a pot which is on the fire and bangs into something, that's considered it's considered to be irui. It's only mavliya kadek klip at most. It's not considered to be klirish. The answer presumably is that in the case of Rashi, it's not interrupted. But in the case of the Ramah, it is interrupted. That's the Pashup shot. That's a very good shot. Yeah.
The reason I just learned between in the Bas Bukhala between Kalua and Tipos. So that's why
it's called very good, excellent. One is called Irui Shalom Nifsaka Kiluach, and one is called Irui Shanifsaka Kiluach. Here we can be making the teacup, even if at the moment the teacup was filled, it was low nifsaka kiluach. But the minute you turn off the faucet, at that point in time it's given the status of a kli sheni. I guess the Chazanish would say no. It retained its status of Klirishin forever. Either Amon Yeradeya, or Hashlam Shatner Amon Yeradeya, it's talking about Yerushin of Sakakiluach. But there never was a connection. You know, you know how it goes in your kitchen. Oops! The chicken, the chont spritzed over the top and banged on my landed on my kettle. But there was never a rainbow. It was never an uninterrupted connection between the two. Again, I'm not learning the Yeradeya part now. Maybe the Chazanish would have to learn that way. The Shemir Shabbos, I mean, you can see it's on the Ramakomas. The Shemir Shabbos asked this Kasha against the rumor in the name of Chazanish. I think it's either page 92 or 94. Take a look. 92 or 94. I guess it's 90. Oh, 1 second. Here we are. Page 92. Shamati b'shem Chazanish Ratzah. Last 7 lines of 92. Dem shofek mayim mitoch dulch omer al esh toch hakos mekabel ma mayim she besoch hakos shem shel klirishin kevin she beis shvichas and bayom bachu barom the klirishin shomer al esh elo parenthesis she dibech hash torchin she metzina de kiluach mikder o sacha she halach al kder o tzoneretz velo nefzak ha kiluach even though lo nefzak still din iwi olav yoredeya tzadi beis ayin beramo umayrish ha kder o sacha si etz al esh like the Klirishin. So the answer I thought was, or you suggested, that the Rashi that the Chazanish got it from, Memebeis, that says it came out of Rashi Memebeis, is only where it's still going on. Connection is still going on. But once the connection is not continually maintained, then it has a status of a Kli. Of Iwi, not a status of Klirishin Mamish. I don't see another way out.
That's what the Shach said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Shatner.
If you mean with Klirishin, that doesn't have the heat of the Klirishin.
Very good. But so that's one reason why Rashi is a unique case. It keeps right on going. Let's leave it at that because I don't have time to go into other possible explanations of Rashi. I want to just very briefly, just two final points. One of them is the ladle. What is the status of a ladle? So it goes back to the Tosis that you made reference to before about Memamid Beis. Again, Memamid Beis is to be found on page 53. I'm not good at this. 53. Where Tosis says, what tema? Maishla klisheni mi klirishin. What is the answer? The eshloma, the fisha klirishin mi tochsham and ala ur dofnos of chamin. Umachzik chomos ma meruba. Very good. Contrast between hot walls and cold walls. What about a ladle?
If you continually use it, it becomes like a
That's a very good question. That's a good question. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Cotton Pei Zion, and see how he treats a ladle. So you put the ladle into the hot soup just to get the soup out, then it's a machlokes. You leave it in long enough that you see steam coming out of the soup that's in the ladle while it's submerged partially in the soup, then it certainly has the status of a kli. Region. It's not exactly clear why that should be so. Yeah, okay. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in any event. That's what he says. It seems to me, and that the Chazanish passes this way, that the only shiloh of Iwi is a ladle is a klirishin, is if you put the ladle into the pot while the pot is on the fire. Which, by the way, most of us don't do for a different reason. is the chum of hagasa, and they extended the chum of hagasa of the kolbo, even if you're just dishing out, you're not stirring. So we try to avoid this. If, however, you took the klivishin off the fire, and then you put the ladle, which is what we traditionally do, then the chasnish says for sure that ladle has the status of a klisheni only, and therefore the soup bowl has the status of klishlishi for sure in our situations when we take it off the fire before we put the ladle into the pot of soup. So that's a tzad lahokel, even though we don't think klishlishi makes much of a difference, we said earlier. But still, there are mekilim, we can't deny it, and therefore there's a little bit more room to be somewhat more make. The Mishnah Brewers of Cotton Mem Hay talks about this. Let's take a look again, just again briefly. Mishnah Brewer Mem Hay is talking about putting. Is on tzipeh, putting bread into the chont. Oh, so in the middle of this whole discussion, he says that since you use a ladle, so the ladle may give it a status of a klishlishi. It's because the chol apokas, he says. So then the memhei yishav bekaf min akdeira kedei shetia hakara klishlishi. So the footnote 3. Ayin lekamant is called peizayin, an inconsistency. The peizayin is he's afraid that the ladle will not give the korban of klishlishi, and here he says behechlet that it does. Maybe it's a tzirif hashitis, because some say that ain bishalachar afir. That's what he's talking about. In this very same Mishnah Brura, he quotes higher up on the same column who say, this is I guess our last point. Yesh, but a small ayin is the yesh poskim shesorvim the davar gush. Shemunach b'klisheni dino kikli rishin. Why should that be so? Why is the davar gush kikli rishin? Why not? Like, I gotta, here's the answer. It does not assume the shape of its receptacle. The reason why Tosha said davar klisheni is considered enu b'mashel is why? Because the as defanas makaros. But defanas makaros, the liquid which touches it all over the place, but doesn't have the same effect upon a solid item, which retains some more of a teeth. As a matter of fact, the Chavas Das equates Dava Gush with a ladle. In both cases, there's no Tefanas Makaros, no Tefanas Makaramos, he says. Dava Gush, because it doesn't assume the shape of what it's in. And a ladle, because the walls are, on the one hand, not ice cold. On the other hand, they're not hot enough to be considered klirish because it's not really on the fire itself. He makes this equation. The Mishnah Brura takes the following psak. Lichat chila, he's machmir, like this Mogan Avram, that Dover Gush is number one, Mavliya, that's the Marshal Shi that you learned in your day against the Ramo. And number two, not only is it Mavliya, but it's even Mevasha, that's Kuf Yud Ches, page 83, against the Chavaz Das, for example, who says, okay, Mavliya, yes. Mevashel, no. That's the whole machlekas where the Bli and Bishul go together. You must know that in the Yerodei, it has to do with Iri, it has to do with Klisheni, it has to do with Davagush, it has to do it's across the board. That's what he says. So the Mishnah Brura is Nekle B'diyevet like the Ramon. That's what we find over here in Kufiyot Ches. Lichat Chila, which should be Machmir, and the Davagush B'diyevet can be Mekle. I told you already last week, if you have a piece of hot potato from your children or whatever it may be, a hot meat, and you're afraid of putting some vegetables along the side because you don't want to treat the meat as a davar gush klirishin, that is a chumri yisera, if you ask me. Because meikar adin, the whole davar gush klirishin is itself a chumra, gabi chumra. Who said it's even mavliya? The Ramah says no. And if it is mavliya, who said it's even mevashel? Only the Magen Avraham seems to say it. It's only if you have kavana to do it. This may not happen. It ain't a miskaven, not a psikresha. The meikar adin is considered to be mutter, in my opinion. Atkan. Some of the highlights of Hilchos Bishul. Next week is a week off, correct? In 2 weeks, we begin the sugya of Shihia, Hachzara, and Hanocha, based on the beginning of Perakira, and primarily Simon Reish, Nun, Gimel, although part of Shinyut Chesel come in as well. Okay.
Right. I think I'm on time. That's the one.